The eagle has landed.
You are about to embark upon the great crusade.
Ask not what your country can do for you.
I consider myself the luckiest man.
I have a dream today.
That the only thing we have to fear is fear itself.
Mr. Gorbachev, tear down this wall.
Hello, and welcome to Speaking of History. My name is Eric Langhorst. I'm an 8th grade American history teacher in Liberty, Missouri, and you're listening to a podcast that focuses on education, technology, and history. You're listening to episode number 55, and I'm recording this on December 29th, 2006, in Howells, Nebraska, the place where I grew up. We're actually visiting my parents over Christmas break, and I have my laptop along and thought I would record a couple of podcasts. As soon as I get back after the first of the year, we'll put these up on the internet. Well, here in Nebraska tonight, if I look outside my window, I see a very cold, a very rainy, and soon-to-be snowy backdrop behind me. But I want to talk today a little bit about the summer of 2007 and some opportunities that we as American history teachers have to attend some various seminars and workshops basically for free. And I've been on the internet a little bit over the last couple weeks looking up some potential seminars, and I found three really good sources that I want to talk about tonight, and I'd encourage you to go to the website, and if you're listening to this only on audio, you can always reach us on the internet at www.speakingofhistory.blogspot.com, and I'll have all these as show notes, but I just wanted to kind of talk about each of these opportunities, and then I'd encourage you to go in and dig a little bit deeper and gain some of the information for yourself. But there are some amazing opportunities for us as teachers where we can really dig into a content area. And I know that during the course of my school year, there never seems to be enough time to really look into some of those subjects that we teach about, or possibly take a trip to a place that's really a focal point in our curriculum. And these workshops give you that opportunity. Now, before I get started, I do want to say that I have not attended any of these workshops. There's a couple that I've looked at over the last couple years, but I teach an online graduate class, or I have taught an online graduate class over the course of the last two summers. And it's kind of limited my ability to travel to some of these. This year I've changed my schedule, and so I'll actually hopefully be applying for and potentially maybe going to some of these workshops. But if you've gone to some of these and you'd like to comment or send us an email about what your experience was, we would love to hear that and share that with the audience, because these are some amazing opportunities that have gone on in some cases for the last couple of years. And so if you're one of those people that's experienced it, please let us know. The first opportunity I'd like to talk about is through the National Endowment for the Humanities, and it's at a site where if you Google Landmarks of American History and Culture Workshops, you'll be able to find it. And this is an amazing collection of opportunities from the National Endowment for the Humanities for history teachers, and there's about 19 of them listed, some incredible opportunities. And they all have kind of the same general format for application. They do have stipends. In most cases, these are $500 stipends. And in some cases, they do have some additional help as far as transportation, but they do help, the stipend helps for living expenses, travel, things like that. In most cases, these are available to all K-12 teachers in the United States, and there are some circumstances where if you teach in a school outside of the states, you may also apply. There is a maximum of two workshops per summer, so you can't attend any more than two, but you can attend two. And I believe the deadline for all of these applications is March 15th of 2007. It must be postmarked by that date. But they've got some amazing workshops where you can actually go to a site and really experience from experts and historians, authors in some cases, about a particular subject. And then since you're on site, you can also go on some different field trips and actually experience it. So it's a chance to really dig in for usually, I believe, they're about 5 to 7 days, really dig into a curriculum area, and then you can bring that back to your students and bring it back and make your curriculum alive. Just kind of quickly scanning over the list, there's one really good one in Philadelphia on the Constitution. It's actually at Constitution Center, and it focuses on the Revolutionary War and the Constitution. There's one at Mount Vernon that also talks about the Constitution. There's one that deals with the arts and architecture of the United States Capitol Building in Washington, D.C. There's one in South Carolina that focuses on the Revolutionary War. There's one on the Underground Railroad. There's one in Pearl Harbor in Hawaii that looks very, very interesting, where they actually bring in, it looks like they actually bring in some teachers, a small collection of teachers from Japan, and you go to the various sites on the island, and it's a very intense look at Pearl Harbor. They have some workshops on FDR in Hyde Park. There's some things in Atlanta that have to do with the civil rights landmarks that are down in Atlanta. There's some on the Industrial Revolution. There's one in Philadelphia on Ben Franklin. And there's also one in New York on Ellis Island. And these are some amazing workshops. Each one has their own website. So go ahead to the show notes and click on the link that talks about the landmarks of American history and culture, National Endowment for the Humanities workshops, and then go ahead and check out these a little bit further. But some amazing opportunities to go to a place and really immerse yourself in the curriculum that we teach. If you'd like to call for additional information about these workshops, the phone number is area code 202-606-8463. And again, that's for the ones by the National Endowment for the Humanities. A second opportunity for workshops comes from the Gilder Learman Institute of American History, and they've been having summer institutes for teachers since 1994, and they have roughly about 20 different workshops this summer, and each one is limited to 30 participants per seminar. So you get a really kind of close-knit group, and it's very focused. These are competitive applications, and so they actually do make some decisions based on your application and various pieces of information. I've heard that they've been very competitive over the last couple of years. These also give you a stipend to help you out with transportation. I believe the stipend for the ones inside the United States are $400, and then if it's one outside the United States, they have a couple in England, for example, those are $500. And again, those help you basically with transportation. I believe on these books, room and board, which is usually in a college dormitory, is also provided. And these run from roughly the end of June through the beginning of August. Some of them are 7 days long, some of them are 3 days long, and there are a couple that have very specific audiences. For example, for one, they're looking for just 4th and 8th grade teachers. In another one, they're looking for 11th grade or 12th grade teachers only. But an absolutely amazing array of possibilities. They have one that kind of jumped out right away that's actually at Gettysburg, and it's about Lincoln. And some of the people that are speaking are actually some very famous authors. The author that actually just wrote the book, The Gettysburg Gospel, is actually one of the people that's presenting that particular workshop. There's also some on the American Revolution that happened in New York City. There's some, I think there's one for George Washington that's actually at Brown University. But again, they talk about different topics about the Civil War, the Constitution, slavery, the Underground Railroad, the Civil Rights Movement. And like I said, there are some overseas. So there are some, for example, like in Cambridge. There's one on Jefferson that takes place at Virginia and Monticello. So absolutely amazing opportunities for teachers to go ahead and, again, to be in Gettysburg for 7 days and listen to some of the world's experts talk about that particular subject would just be absolutely fascinating. The deadline for these applications is February 15th of 2007, and there is an email address if you'd like to learn some more about these workshops, and that is seminars at Gilder Learman, and that's GILDERLEHRMAN.org, or there also is a phone number for more information about these seminars. That is area code 646-366-9666. So that's for additional information on the Gilder Learman Summer Seminars for Teachers. And just as kind of a side note, about a month ago when I was in Washington for the National Social Studies Conference, I was in line waiting for something at the conference, and I happened to be talking to a colleague who had not been to one of these herself, but actually one of the teachers she works with had gone to one, I believe it was the American Revolution one in New York, and that teacher came back and said it was just an absolutely phenomenal experience. So the teachers that I have talked to that have gone have said that it's just an absolutely amazing experience to go and have that type of information right at your fingertips. The third opportunity I'd like to talk just a little bit about is from the Horace Mann Insurance Company, and they do an Abraham Lincoln Fellowship. And this is a week-long study that takes place at the Abraham Lincoln Presidential Library Museum, which is in Springfield, Illinois. And this takes place at two different dates. The first date is June 24th through 29th of 2007, and the second one is July 8th through the 13th of 2007. And each one of those has 25 people accepted. So 50 overall, but 25 in each of those sessions. And they do a very intense look at the life of Abraham Lincoln. Obviously, they do a lot at the museum and the library, but then there's so many other sites. I believe they also go to his tomb. They do some stuff in Springfield where he actually lived and the house and things like that. So this would be a great chance if you study and talk about Abraham Lincoln in your curriculum. The deadline on this is February 28th of 2007, and it requires writing a couple of essays. And then I believe they pick one winner from each state. I'm not sure exactly how that works, but I think that's actually in the notes that they have about the fellowship. But I mean, this museum is just absolutely phenomenal. I've been able to see it on TV a couple times. C-SPAN actually did something when they opened up last year, and my wife and I are actually planning a vacation to that area just to see the museum probably this summer. So if you study Abraham Lincoln, this would be a great opportunity to get some really in-depth information about Abraham Lincoln. So there you have some great opportunities for the summer of 2007. Again, go ahead and go to the website and check out those links. There'll be a lot more information on the links there, people you can contact about information. I'm currently going through that process myself. I hope to apply for several of these, and I hope to go to a workshop this summer. A lot of different possibilities and opportunities there. And again, if you've been to one of these and you'd like to share your experiences, please leave a comment on the website, or you can also email me at speakingofhistory@gmail.com. Thanks a lot for listening, and we'll talk to you again soon. Bye.
The Speaking of History podcast is produced by Eric Langhorst in Liberty, Missouri, under a Creative Commons license. Visit the website for show notes and links to material in the podcast at www.speakingofhistory.blogspot.com. The podcast is also available on iTunes. Please email all comments and questions to speakingofhistory@gmail.com. Background music for the intro is Z from James Underberg from PodSafe Audio. Thanks for listening.